Baffled Liz rejoins him.
Oh, there you are.
What happened?
Well, we both got caught in the time warp field and were projected into the future.
Into the future?
Yes, but only about 15 seconds.
But I haven't been anywhere. You vanished.
No, you vanished first. I only seem to have vanished because you went into the future, and I wasn't there yet.
Yes.
As she twists another dial, Liz grabs onto the console for dear life.
Richard thinks him so packed up again. Still, we're on the right lines.
Doctor, I still don't understand.
No.
But the TV has caught the doctor's attention.
Good gracious. Lethbridge Stewart. What's he doing at space control?
Well, something's happened to the Mars probe.
And the Brigadier thinks it's his business. Oh, well, I suppose he's got to do something to occupy his mind now that he's blown up the Silurians.
Embarrassed, Liz shrugs and raises the volume.
You can see from the radar screen, that's the screen just to the left of Professor Cornish there, that the recovery capsule and Mars Probe 7 are on convergence. This is a tricky moment for Space Controller Ralph Cornish and his team. The two craft will be linking up in a moment or two, and then we shall know the answer to the mystery that has baffled the world scientists for 7 months.
Cornish reactivates the monitor image of the cramped capsule interior.
Charlie, do you have visible contact yet?
Not yet. I'm changing attitude of capsule.
Van Leyden makes adjustments to his instruments, rolling the capsule slightly. Down on Earth, Cornish and his staff wait anxiously as the astronaut peers out of his small viewing port.
I can see it. I'm up alongside.
Well done, Charlie. Everything looks good.
Ask him if it's definitely Mars Probe 7. Ask him.
Charlie, can you give us definite identification? It is Mars Probe 7.
No doubt about it. I can see the markings.
Fine. Do you hear anything from him?
Still nothing.
Try to contact once more before link up.
Okay.
Maybe their transmitter's too weak to reach us down here.
Recovery 7 to Mars Probe. Do you read me? I'm about to initiate link up. Do you read me? Nothing, Ralph. I'm going to rotate for link up now.
All right, Charlie. Go ahead.
Buffeting slightly. Farming port retro jets to compensate. Moving in for link up. Now.
With expert precision, Van Leyden aligns Recovery 7 with the Mars probe and begins his final approach to the stationary capsule. Gradually, the two come together, nose cone to nose cone.
I have link up.
Well done, Charlie. Everything looks fine.
Activating locking clamps. Now.
Well, as you've just heard, Van Leyden has succeeded in achieving link-up.
The doctor is transfixed by the TV.
Beautifully smooth.
Thought you weren't interested.
Operation in rather difficult.
Just linked up.
Anything from the Mars probe?
Buffeting slightly just beforehand.
However,
Van Leyden made it safely.
Thanks.
This must be a moment.
All right, Charlie. Talk us through.
Injecting air into tunnel. Now.
Air injected into tunnel.
Is air holding?
Air pressure in tunnel okay. I'm moving to locking clamps.
Weightless, Van Leyden floats up towards the circular hatch at the top of the capsule. Four locking wheels ring its circumference.
Releasing first clamp.
He unscrews the first wheel.
First clamp away. Second clamp. I can hear something.
What is it, Charlie? What do you hear?
I think they're opening their hatch. Yes, it's them.
Second clamp, away.
Third clamp. Fourth. Opening hatch.
Van Leyden pushes open the hatch and propels himself through into the short tunnel beyond. As he gazes towards the open door opposite, his expression turns from one of welcoming expectation to disbelieving horror.